Let me tell you this. My girlfriend is Native American, and she taught me how to do a vision, you know, how to do vision quests. Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of it. I've never done it.
Journey. Yeah, I've done that. And I'll tell you, it's quite an experience. And I was listening about a week or so ago when you had a psychic on talking about the Long March with the Chinese that was supposedly, they're constantly talking about the Long March to come to the United States
mm-hmm.
and overtake it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had had a vision. She had taught me how to speak with the animal spirits, and she had told me to just, you know, let my mind go, and they will guide me through it. Well, I did that. And one of the things was, as I was walking through this open field, and I come up on this huge dragon. I mean, huge dragon. It looked like it was as tall as the Sears building in Chicago. And all of a sudden, I look down, and instead of looking at my hand, I see claws. And I turn around behind me, and I see this pronged tail.
You're the dragon.
No. I was... what I was a scorpion.
You're on the dragon.
Yeah, I was sitting right below the dragon. I'm looking up at it, and as I look back down, I look at my hands, and I don't see hands. I see claws. And I look back, and I turn around behind me, and I have a tail like a scorpion. Next thing I know, I blink my eyes again, and like, I'm not the scorpion. I'm back to myself, but the scorpion is out of me, and he's going after the dragon. And the dragon lifts up its foot like it's going to squash it, and the scorpion takes his tail and sticks it right up in the dragon's foot. And he gives it a sting. The dragon starts to howl, man. He tries to go for it again, and the dragon and the scorpion again shoves its tail right up its foot, and the dragon disappears.
What's the symbolism of that? What do you think?
I really don't know. I mean, I can understand the symbolism of the dragon being China, and being it so big and so tall, I can understand, you know, the size of, you know, as far as the population goes. The scorpion, I don't get that. Now, I don't know if that's some kind of group that's like a precision strike group that's gonna meet this threat head on with it or not.
Don't we have missiles called scorpions? I'm not sure either.
But the fact of the matter is that the fact that it came, that I became that scorpion, and then I blink, and then all of a sudden it's not in me. I'm not it anymore. It's like out of my body, you know. I took like that animal form on, and then I blinked for a second, and it's out of me, and it's attacking this dragon.
How long did it take your girlfriend to teach you how to do this?
She told me about it. She was with me the first time, and it probably took, she didn't keep me under for very long, she said, because it was my first, I would say maybe about 10 minutes.
That's it?
That's it.
Can anybody learn?
Anybody can learn. From what I understand, it's very easy to learn. It's just what it is you just got to get into that mindset, you know, just let your mind go. But she says it's very tricky because you have to have a foot in reality.
Well, and the dragon could very well be China, but as far as the scorpion, that's a good question. But I do think we have some missiles called that.